Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and right now we have the pleasure of sitting with a first-time author, Anne Browning Walker, and she's written a book called The Booby Trap. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Les. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Thank you. And I would imagine you're on a bit of a high here, your first book. I would imagine your first Book Expo America. You enjoying it?
It's actually my second.
Oh.
I was here last year as a prospective author and got to go around to all the booths and check out all the, grab a lot of free books. And so I am so excited to be here this year as an author myself.
Liked it so much, you decided to finish the book and come back.
Exactly.
Huh? All right, tell me a little bit about The Booby Trap. What's the plot?
The Booby Trap is about a young woman, Bambi Benson. Yes, that is her real name, who is getting her PhD at Harvard and goes undercover at a seedy bar called The Booby Trap. When she's there, a local hotshot named Trip Whitley comes in, and he's looking to get back at his parents who have this scheme set up for him by dating a woman he thinks is a bimbo. So he pays Bambi to date him, thinking She's perfect, and she agrees because she wants to teach him a lesson. But in the end, they both learn a little bit of a lesson about judging based on appearances.
All right, so how long has this idea been swirling around in your head, and what made you finally sit down in front of the computer and tap it out?
Well, I got the idea going through on a road trip with my husband, and we went through all these towns in the South with all these weird names like Toadstuck and Belcher. And I thought it would be funny to write about people who are misjudged. I thought originally about the town, but then about this woman who was misjudged based on her profession and her looks. And then I actually attended a Write a Novel in 8 Weeks course in my local area. And I did not think that I would complete a novel in 8 weeks, and I didn't.
How long did it take?
It actually took about 12 or 16, so not the bad. So I felt like it worked out for me. But it was awesome that they had you write a certain amount of words every day, and I was way more on target than I would have been by myself.
How'd you come up with the main characters?
Like I said, Bambi is based, the idea came from all these towns where she's a woman who her name doesn't represent who she is as a person. And Trip Whitley was kind of, I created him a little bit as her foil, but then he took on a life of his own that he, not only is he this hotshot kind of person who takes her appearance incorrectly, he has his own stuff going on. He's trying to make way in his parents' company and prove himself to his father. So he's kind of torn between a boy and a man. And I think that this helps him grow up, too.
Why, for your first novel, did you choose to write romance? Is it because the genre is so hot, or that's just what you felt at the time?
I'm an avid romance reader myself, and I've always liked a story with a happy ending. So that's what motivated me to write romance novels. I love reading them, and I also love watching like romantic comedies. And I wanted to kind of convey something. There are a bunch of women out there who are reading romance now that are smart and savvy and thoughtful, and people kind of take that for granted. I wanted to write a smart and savvy and thoughtful book for smart and savvy and thoughtful women who are reading romance right now.
And how's it been received so far?
It's been great. We've had some awesome people come by. Love the cover over at our booth, and I'm really excited.
So it sounds like you've had so much fun with this, and you're getting such great reception. There might be another one coming, huh?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. My friends keep pushing me to do another one. My friend says that now that her friend is an author, she doesn't need to buy books. She just needs me to write them for her.
Now, you said you like happy endings. I'm assuming Bambi and Trip are going to end up together. And you know what I'm really wondering here? What are they going to name their kid?
I think it's an easy guess that it won't be anything like Bambi.
No, probably not. Well, Anne Browning Walker, congratulations on your first book. It's called The Booby Trap, and I wish you a lot of success.
Thanks so much.